Rapid melt-off of an above-normal snowpack is causing minor flooding across the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist John Cowan says above-normal temperatures over the last week have resulted in significant melting, and that's causing localized high water.
Ponding of meltwater, although there are a couple of areas where river breakup has caused some localized flooding.
Cowan says that's affecting roads in a few places. State Department of Transportation Northern Region spokesperson Caitlin Fry says snowmelt runoff is a problem on several sections of road near rivers and creeks, including along the recently opened Taylor Highway in the eastern interior.
Got shut down again yesterday at milepost 54 for some pretty serious damage due to flooding and water going across the road. We also have some roads that have shut down in the Delta area. And then we're watching a spot on Chena Hot Springs Road around mile post 26. We have a flood alert out for that part of the road.
Another Fairbanks area trouble spot is along Blaine Road, where Goldstream Creek has backed up. The DOT also reports damage in water on the road on the Steese Highway between Central and Circle, and problems on the Elliott Highway west of Livengood and the Dalton Highway at mile post 6. Fry cautions that flooding is expected to continue, and it might get worse.
And if you're going to travel on one of our really remote roads like the Taylor Highway, please drive a four-wheel drive vehicle and bring emergency supplies.
As far as the larger breakup picture in the interior goes, the Weather Service's Cowan says flood concerns remain along the region's larger rivers, including the Tanana and Yukon.
We are expecting more of a mechanical breakup this year.
Cowan says the National Weather Service is working with river community observers as well as pilots to track breakup conditions.